The foundation that supports Eagle Ridge Hospital in Port Moody says the Canada Post strike is having a big impact on its holiday fundraising goals. And it's now issuing an urgent appeal to the public to help meet its targets before December 31, 2024, to get its equipment wish list fulfilled for the facility. Because of the job action, only 0.5% of the foundation's letters have been mailed out to call for cash in the drive. Since the campaign started in mid-October, the foundation has taken in only 16% of its $175,000 goal. Specifically, the foundation needs money for a defibrillator and a mannequin for pediatric training as part of its $1.1 million commitment this year. "This is a crisis for us and for many local charities," said Christina Chung, the hospital foundation's executive director, in a news release. "The holiday season is when our community traditionally shows the greatest generosity and, without these donations, our ability to respond to the increasing healthcare needs at Eagle Ridge Hospital and in the community is in jeopardy. With the demand surging by up to 46% in some programs, we need the support of our community now, more than ever." About half of the foundation's donor base is considered traditional, with many seniors giving money after getting mailed notifications about hospital campaigns. This year's outreach features the story of Tri-City resident Arthur Lyons, whose brother, Frank, and friend, George, got care at Eagle Ridge Hospital. As well, the Johansson family is matching donations, up to $20,000. According to its 2023-24 report, Eagle Ridge Hospital treated 221,353 patients over the fiscal year, including 56,856 visitors to the emergency ward, 74,683 patients for medical imaging and 10,278 patients for surgery. How to help? During the Canada Post strike, residents are asked to donate in person at the Hospital Foundation office, 475 Guilford Way, Port Moody. Open Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Via the foundation website, by phone, by email. About the strike: with the labor disruption at Kenyatta Post now a week old, the Canadian Federation of Independent Business, CFIB, is calling on the federal government to step in before the holiday rush. The move comes as the Crown Corporation on Friday, November 22, reported that it is readying for a seventh successive annual loss. The CFIB represents 97,000 small and medium-sized business owners across the country. "The holiday season is crucial for these small businesses," the group wrote in a letter to Labour Minister Stephen McKinnon on November 20. According to a Leger poll this week, 57% of Canadians want Ottawa to intervene in the postal strike. On November 21, the Canadian Union of Postal Workers said its negotiators it is in talks with Canada Post and government-appointed mediators. In a news statement, Canada Post spokesperson Lisa Liu said, "We remain committed to reaching agreements at the bargaining table and discussions continue with the union to achieve negotiated agreements with the support of the special mediator." Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow: want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.